Now we want to talk about building relationship with God. I want to tell you that in Genesis, God created man in his own image. So when you see yourself, you have been created just like God, to think like Him, to act like Him, and to reason just like Him. And so there are certain decisions that you can make for yourself. I don't believe that whatever you want to do, you always have to ask God, "God, how can I do it?" There are certain decisions that you can make by yourself. If you are hungry, you are at home and you are hungry and you want to eat and you have meat and you have eggs and you have some cold drink and it is lunchtime at 1 p.m., I don't think you need to kneel down and ask God, "God, which of these three now should I take? Which one will be good for my lunch?" This is something that you can do by yourself. All right? So, and there are a lot of other things that you can do by yourself where you don't need to ask God for any direction. Let me give you another typical example. You have just met some friend, or the friend has been introduced to you a few days ago, maybe 3 or 4 days, a week or 2 weeks. You have chatted 2 or 3 times. And you wake up the next day. Or let's take it this way. You have met somebody online on Facebook or on Twitter or on LinkedIn. We all have this experience of people we connect with, and shortly after this, having a chat or 3, 2 days, they ask us for money. And you're like, "Hey, is this even real? Is this guy even serious? Could it be that this is the reason he sent me friend request? He's a scam. He's trying to con me." That is what will come to your mind. However clear they explain why they need the money, you will just believe yourself that this is what they tell every other person that they want some money from. I have had this kind of experience. Some very beautiful lady actually sent me a connection request on LinkedIn. And after a few days, she sent me a text telling me that they have problem at home and that now she needed me to contribute some money to help them with that problem. And for a moment, I was wondering, first on LinkedIn, the main thing there is that we are increasing our job network, career growth network. We are not on LinkedIn to have, you know, personal discussions and so on. Secondly, I didn't know this person at all. They just probably saw my name popping up on their feeds and they just sent connect. And I, by virtue of that connection request coming, I accepted it. So, you know, when I saw this request, shortly, I just blocked this person and ended that connection, because what I knew is that this is somebody who is basically just taking advantage of me, and they just want, you know, to believe that they can be tricky and cheeky, and I didn't believe them. We have just a short connection and they are discussing very important matters of finances. So I didn't believe them. I want to tell you that if you were in my situation, you'd most likely make a similar decision. And it also works the same way when, for example, you have been introduced to somebody and then you have some need that requires somebody's intervention, I don't think you will just bravely walk to the person you have just known 2 days ago or 1 hour ago and you tell them like, hey, I want you to help me with this and that. I would like to borrow your car. This is a guy you have just known yesterday evening. I would like to borrow your car and I would like to go with it to a journey 400 kilometers away and I hope to return it to you the following day. Well, if they give it to you, I don't know what you want to think about that. But in most cases, they will never, ever, ever do that. They'll just see that maybe you want to go and sell their car. They have barely known you for hours, and you are asking for a very precious commodity that they own. This speaks to building relationship. It takes time, ladies and gentlemen, to build a relationship with human beings whom we walk with around, we know them, we eat with them, we share a lot of things in common. It takes time for us to build relationship. When a relationship has been built, then comes what we call trust. Then when trust has been built, then we are now able to see ourselves in another person's life and be able to feel exactly what they say to us and be moved by that trust and feeling to do what they expect of us to do. And it works the same way with God. If you are just somebody who roams around, you don't care about the church, you don't care about praying, you never read your Bible, you know nothing about God, you are living like an animal in the forest, you really don't care about anything to do with God. Well, and then at one point you just find yourself in this hard situation and you tell God, God, help me. Well, the Bible says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But I want to ask you, are you aware that in the Bible, God called David the man after his own heart, because David built a long, long standing strong relationship with him. In fact, he said that David is so sinful. He does so many things wrong that he was not even allowed to build a temple for God, because God said that you're so sinful, there is a lot of blood in your hand. I know you want to build a temple for me. I love you, David, but you can't do it. I will let your son fulfill this dream. You get it? Abraham built a relationship with God. We call him the father of faith. He built a strong relationship with God, that God identified him as a faithful man. When God looks at you today, what will he describe your character to be? What will you be popular for with God? What is one thing that God can look at you and say that this is what you are? This is what your relationship with him is built on. This is the key issue, the key ingredient in your relationship with him. That when you go to him, you can mention to him. That when he sees you, when you go to him, he sees what you are talking about. You know, if you call your boss, your employer, even if they were busy, they would want to pick your call because they suspect that maybe you need some advice, you need to report something, because they know the relationship you have with them. It's about work. And however, anybody else may call them when they are on a trip and they'll say, hey, could you call me later? I am traveling. But when they see the call from work, they'll be like, hey, What do you want to say? I'm traveling, but can you say it really quick? There is this customer who needs that. Yeah, and he knows, and he will want to inquire more if, for example, it's about money that needs to be paid. I'm just kidding. Yeah, because there is a relationship. He knows, he can already tell what you might be wanting to talk about even before he picks the call, because he knows you. You have a relationship. It is so different when you have none. He'll be looking at your call and saying, "Oh no, I don't want my peace to be disturbed right now. Let me just keep the phone. Let me hang it up." Have you built a relationship with God? Do you have that consistent time in your life that you sit down individually or with your family and you share the Bible verses and you encourage each other and you have made this a routine in your home that when that time comes, your children will always remember that now they need to sit down because daddy and mommy want to share something important with them in the Bible? Your children know that before they go to sleep, the family sits down, sings, reads the Bible, and shares a prayer together. How is your family? Let me ask. Do you have any relationship with God? Have you built anything that anybody in your family can attest to that we do this here because of God? Or you guys just live like, you don't care. Prayer shows our humility. We are humbling ourselves. The Bible says, if a people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from above. I will heal their land. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. When a people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Failing to pray is the highest form of pride. It's the rudest way of living and ruining your life. However successful you think you are, you need God. The Bible says that do not worry when evil people succeed, for it shall only be for a short time. You have opportunity to convert your success into a long-term success by beginning today when you hear this voice to humble yourself, and pray. And how are you going to pray? Praying is not just about opening your mouth and murmuring words and just saying, "God, help, 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 do this, do that." We pray when we have heard the word which brings faith in our life. And where do you get the word? It is in the Bible. So we must first begin to search the Bible. The Bible says that the people who love me and diligently seek for me, those will find me. If you love God and you diligently seek for Him, you are searching the scriptures. You are searching. These days there is Google. You can even Google a topic and you start looking for it, and it will lead you to the next, to the next, and to the next. And you study your Bible and you go to church and you share with people and you listen to other people's opinion about what the word is saying. This is how you grow. This is how you build faith. And you will be able to begin to understand what God says in your situation and in the situation of others. Then now you know how you approach God for everything that you want from him. You now have a relationship with God. Now when God sees you, when you kneel down, then God now knows my child now has knelt down and they want to ask for something. Let me now tune my ears to his prayer, that I may know what my child is talking about, that I may know that which is in the heart of my child. He will listen to you. He will answer you. He will show you great things. The Bible says in Jeremiah that call unto me and I will answer. I will show you great things that you had never imagined. Call unto me and I will answer. Those words were told to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was a servant of God. They were not just told to anybody. So don't just go and read it and then you begin to say, God, now I'm calling. No, he won't answer. Build a relationship with God which will allow him to answer when you call. May God bless you. May God guide you. I am David.